Well, here we are. The only profound word I can think of is, wow. How glorious it is to be here this morning. Awesome. When we hear this account of the Transfiguration, what can we make of it? First of all, the story is rich in symbolism, which comes from the Old Testament. We're meeting on the top of a mountain. What happens on the top of mountains? That's where God reveals himself and speaks to his people. Remember God speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, God appearing to Elijah on the mountain. And so the place itself is very important. The geography, as we'll learn through this whole trip, helps to speak to us and helps us to encounter God himself. There are these two prophets from the Old Testament, Moses, who gave the law, and Elijah, who called people to fidelity to the law. There's a cloud. And you think of the cloud as God who led his people through the Exodus, God who shines over the Ark of the Covenant in the temple. And so the cloud and the light that comes from the cloud and the voice that comes from the cloud, all of that represents the presence of God. So what's the message here for us? Well, there are several messages. One is that Jesus is the new Moses, the new lawgiver. Also, Jesus is the new prophet, calling his people to fidelity to God. Jesus appeared on the Mount of the Transfiguration speaking with Moses and Elijah. So what were they talking about? It doesn't say in the account in Matthew's gospel, which is the one that we just heard. But it does say in Luke's gospel that they were talking about Jesus' exodus, which he was going to complete in Jerusalem. So here we have all of these Old Testament themes of the exodus and God's manifestation of the exodus. And Jesus himself is on a journey, on an exodus toward Jerusalem. And what's going to happen there? He's going to suffer and die and rise again. He's going to turn his face resolutely toward Jerusalem. He's going to accept and embrace that suffering. But it wasn't going to be easy. And so Jesus has this mountaintop experience, this peak experience, which I think in his humanity is something that keeps him going so that he doesn't lose hope. And then thirdly, we see Jesus confirmed as the Son of God, that booming voice crying out from the heavens, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." St. Peter wrote to the early Christians about the reality of this event. He said, this is not just a cleverly devised myth, but rather it's something that he had been an eyewitness to on this holy mountain. He said, we possess the prophetic message. And he asked his people to hold on to it as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the sun rises in your hearts and the day dawns at the end of the world. If there's an image for us today, might it be the sun rising in our hearts in this church of light? This story is a revelation of who Jesus is. We are called today to accept Jesus in faith and to praise God for him. We're called to follow in his footsteps too, including the difficult times of suffering, passion, and death, but with the promise of the resurrection and a glorious new life. So today, let us open our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ and resolutely journey toward Jerusalem with him. Let us stand now and present our petitions to our Heavenly Father.